This is much deeper than appearance suggests.
Created by
Rena Jenkins
and Opal Song. Fandom, Star Wars. Rating, general audiences. Relationships, Anakin Padme and Satine Obi-Wan, with a hint of Anakin Obi-Wan at the end. Also tagged for alternate universe, canon divergence, and YouTuber AU. Kind of? I'm thinking, world where Palpatine had a heart attack before episode one happened.
Did he have palpitations?
Anakin isn't found by the Jedi. Padme is a competent queen, but doesn't go on to really be a senator. LOL.
Oh, this sounds exciting.
Obi-Wan probs goes into the farming thing? Ahsoka probably fails out of being Padawan. And space YouTube is big! Rival beauty bloggers! What if Anakin and Padme, or better yet, Padme and Satine? And it is all still in Star Wars context. Only the AU I described above, which we'll need to expand on for this to be more Star Wars AU and less YouTuber AU. But somehow Anakin and Padme are still a thing. He's her younger boyfriend who can use the Force, and has some bitter things to say about Jedi age limits and lack of empathy to slaves. And Obi-Wan is Satine's on-again, off-again fuckboy, who is actually a Jedi. And Padme decided not to go the Senate route because the senator that replaced Palpatine after his heart attack is perfectly competent. But she still has opinions about activism and politics, and also is fantastic at makeup. So her channel is all about her doing makeup tutorials while ranting about clone rights, while her ex-slave un-Jedi boyfriend films/wanders around being faily. You'll have to make up Satine because I don't know much about her. And also, how and why are they rivals? And does it lead to a collab? And does the collab lead to a four-way? Yes, yes, or yes.
I love everything about this universe. But Satine does hair stuff. Also makeup.
That's we need. Everything Satine. How Padme and Anakin met. Why are Padme and Satine fighting/rivaling? What their collab is. Something political protest style? More backstory! Help me fill in this verse. Palpatine has a heart attack and then...
I'll try and figure out what Satine's backstory angle rivalry is.
Yes!
Satine, beauty dynasty family, like Kardashians.
OMG, yes!
So... Let me figure out where I'm going with that.
Now I'm thinking that maybe Padme is self-taught talent.
Oh, she's been running her vlog since she was 14.
Like, she wasn't even into makeup until she became queen. And then, huh, makeup.
Yes, good. Satine's critics say that she's trying to capitalize on her family's media presence and leverage more fame for herself. But she also uses it as a platform for outrage of some kind, maybe?
But on the flip side of that, Satine could think she was just trying to keep in the public eye longer after her queenhood is up. And capitalizing on her built-in audience.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes! Satine uses her blog for outreach, and Padme uses her for radical public political shit. And the man doesn't like that. So the media starts talking about this feud.
Yes, this, good. It shows up on, like, E.
And neither one really are even aware of the other. Yes!
But neither of them have really interacted before. Maybe one of the boyfriends is like, use this to draw attention to your platform. And they suggest playing it up. Probably Anakin.
But it hits at the exact right time. Padme puts up a video where she barely even does makeup and mostly just rants about some political issue that is not Satine's style.
And yeah, Satine actually does get mad a little at this faker.
And Anakin is like, play into it, Padme. And Padme is all, okay, fine.
Yep. Also, does Padme do a crossover episode with Corday, who does hair?
Only then Satine puts out something actually targeted at Padme, and then it is on.
Corday has a hair braiding channel and does something massive on Padme.
Who? Which should mean yes, I just don't know who that is.
Corday is one of the Handmaidens. It's headcanon / actual Star Wars canon that the Handmaidens do the Queen's hair and makeup.
Yes, 1,000,000,000%.
Sounds like a plan. Okay, Satine's targeted video is probably about Padme's... Ugh, I don't know. I kind of want to say it's like, Padme Amidala's new line of lip fillers are tested on animals. Except that feels bad and wrong. I don't want them to fight. Plus, Satine is pretty aware of how public perception works, so she's careful not to make baseless accusations. Maybe one of them does a tutorial vid that's pointedly in the other's style and it's mocking. I don't know how beauty blogger fandom works. I feel like Anakin would probably leave a whole bunch of shit-starting comments on Padme's latest vid under various stock accounts. For sympathy points. What's Obi-Wan doing through all of this? Maybe being on Keeping Up with the Kreezes as Satine's kept boy toy?
Oh my gosh! Definitely neither of them use baseless accusations. But Padme thinks Satine's looks are hard to replicate and use products that most people can't afford or have access to. And that her outreach is fine, but maybe she shouldn't talk about equality while still living in a mansion. Satine thinks Padme's looks are boring. Unless she goes for formal / night looks, in which case she flips from boring to clown in a heartbeat. Girl has no taste. And her drugstore looks make her look shitty, and also the products are probably made in unethical ways. And when she goes local, vegan, etc., then she is even worse than Satine, so hypocrite! As for her ideology, it's too broad and lofty. Not enough thought about consequences and not enough action now. They defo do vids mocking each other's styles. However, they both also acknowledge that the activism the other does is good. It just could be better. OMG, did you see her latest look? It was so ugly. And like, Padme has some legit concerns over Satine. Everything she says is true, but she is also playing it up a little. For the hits. Satine is also playing it up a little. Anakin defo goes into the comments and trolls. Like the little shit he is. And he is super nice to Padme in her videos. People totally notice that Anakin is more into the feud than Padme. So, the boys. Anakin is a staple of Padme's channel. He shows up in almost every video, if only to, like, bring her tea or comment off camera, and has had makeup put on several times. He is actually a social media person himself. He was never picked up from Tatooine by the Jedi, but he finally won a pod race or something. Something, he and his mom are free and off Tatooine. He's trying to end slavery! And that is probably how he met Padme? He actually maybe has an actual news blog that is all anti-slavery oriented? And then he shows up and is a goof on Padme's channel. Or alternately, or additionally in future after Padme and Satine becomes friends, he is part of the Space Try Guys group. Obi-Wan, on the other hand, is an actual Jedi. He went through his trials normally and got his knighthood. He only shows up occasionally on Satine's channel, but she always talks about her Jedi boy toy. He is forever suffering. When he shows up, Satine definitely subjects him to makeup. The first couple of times he shows up, Satine has already been talking about her boy toy for months, at least. And people don't make the connection. Because Jedi robes? Jedi? And generally think he's her bodyguard. The Jedi Council mostly ignores this because Obi-Wan never hesitates to leave or shows any actual sign of attachment on the show. But really, the feud isn't every video. It involves a couple of intense videos right at the start, and then a catty comment here or there every couple of weeks after that. What crossover can they not refuse that gets them in the same room and actually talking? Because post-makeup, yes, puns! They both defo go off about the Jedi, because Satine's boy toy can't even express his emotions properly, and Padme finds out that someone on the Jedi Council knew Anakin was there but didn't free him because he was too old and attached to his mom. What the fuck?
Okay. Thoughts. The crossover episode is almost accidental. Padme is at a women's march, and Satine is at the same march, and they run into each other. And they make Anakin, who's there with Padme, hold one of their comm cameras. And they do an episode that's not quite like anything either of them puts out. Padme and Satine start by interviewing each other. Who are you? Giving vlog name info. What's your posters say? What issue are you most upset about that's represented under the umbrella of the Women's March? Oh, back up two steps. Maybe it was Bo-Katan, Satine's sister, who saw Padme and Anakin there.
Ooh, I like this!
And she's the one who's like, go talk to her! And Satine's like, she's here as a private citizen, not as my nemesis. I can't. And then Bo goes up to Padme and Anakin and introduces them anyway. So, since they are both there anyway, well, they may as well film something.
Yes! Like podfickers!
They don't have to post it, but it's too good an opportunity to waste. Yes, exactly. So then they're both scrambling through their bags, and of course... Oh, wait. So they start off by interviewing each other for the background. And then they're both going through their bags, talking about the essential protest survival kit. Oh, I just had a thought.
Oh?
So part of it is like, here's the stuff you should always have with you. Sunscreen, chapstick, extra battery pack, ration bars. And part of it is like, in this day of digital surveillance, when holo reporters can take your photo and post it with their reports without your consent, possibly a holdover from an ancient personal security act that Palpatine passed through before he kicked it as part of his long-term planning for galactic domination and a present spying on his enemies and hasn't been revoked yet. Sometimes you want to be incognito.
Yes! I know where this is going, and yes!
Maybe you're at a queer rights event, but not ready to be out of the closet on the galactic scale. Maybe you're a private citizen who doesn't want their likeness used without consent. Have we got a tutorial for you? And it's part Naboo Queen face paint, part using contouring to distort your own features enough that facial recognition software can't pick you up, and a little bit Juggalo, because their makeup also works as anti-facial recognition coverage. And maybe the girls grab a couple of people in the crowd to watch, comment, be part of the demo, add more voices to the conversation.
This is so good! I love the idea of them meeting by accident, and that they do a tutorial together. I think they get hilariously snarky with each other, poking fun at each other's styles. For example, well, clown makeup isn't that much of a stretch for you, is it, Padme? At least mine doesn't come out caked on. But when they're together, it becomes clear that both of them are just hilarious, snarky people and are having fun bantering. No actual offense intended. Is Satine still a duchess in this?
I think in this verse, Satine's parents aren't dead. So her mom and dad are still Duke and Duchess, and she's the duchy equivalent of a princess. So she's still got clout. But she's not the sole face of a planet. Also, this ties in with Padme's no longer a planetary ruler, technically a private citizen thing. Also, we need Obi-Wan and Anakin to meet.
That pans out, and she's using her free time to do makeup tutorials and activism.
Which, again, goes back to public perception of Satine cashing in on her family's fame for popularity. But it's not. She's very passionate about a lot of things, is all. Thought. The Women's March is on Coruscant. And goes past the temple. And that's how Obi-Wan shows up.
Ooh, yes! I was also thinking about it being on Coruscant. A central place that they'd both be interested in protesting at. Yes! Satine pulls him into the parade and he's like, is this allowed by the Jedi?
So they use it as part of the tutorial. Not supposed to be there, but you are. Here's how to provide support but not get caught on camera.
Yes! And this is when Obi-Wan and Anakin meet and Obi-Wan's life is further ruined. Can they meet Ahsoka at the march too? She's a BB YouTuber.
Yes! Ahsoka is a random march person who's like, contouring like so is all well and good if you're human, but what about the other 50% of the galaxy? Do you have non-humanocentric tutorials or makeup recs? Ahsoka is also a baby Jedi, who Obi-Wan despairs of.
Ooh, the shade! Ahsoka! Baby Jedi YouTuber! She's the bane of the entire temple! She keeps filming in random places and trying to get other younglings involved!
Yes! This! She's not causing enough trouble that the council's like, new holonet nanny protocols for all terminals, but at the same time, she's not exactly living up to the vaunted Jedi image. Her vlog is a whole lot of force-assisted parkour stunts. So, to sum up, baby Padme was queen, met Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon when they successfully thwarted the occupation of Naboo. Baby Padme became a private citizen after her royal tenure. Baby Padme started a vlog as a platform for social change and also makeup. Baby Satine met Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon when they successfully prevented the assassination of Duke and Duchess Kryze. Baby Satine grew up to have a beauty vlog, which some commentators have suggested is an attempt to capitalize on her family's dynastic position. Baby Anakin was never brought to the temple by Qui-Gon, since they never fled Naboo with the busted hyperdrive in the first place. Baby Anakin still ran the Boon to Eve Classic and won. Shmi bet on her son and used her winning, combined with Anakin's prize purse, to buy hers and Anakin's freedom. Baby Anakin developed a chip scanner in secret and has been assisting with backroom chip removal surgery for years. Baby Anakin and Baby Padme met at a sentient rights rally, when Padme is a private citizen. Palpatine kicks it when Padme is 22, Anakin's 18, Satine is 27-ish, not totally sure of her age, but she's Obi-Wan's contemporary. Baby Ahsoka is still picked up by Plo Koon and has her regular life, except no Clone Wars. Baby Bo-Katan because her parents aren't dead, does not join the Death Watch. She is still on the far side of the political spectrum from Satine, though. Padme and Satine run beauty vlogs, but are only peripherally aware of each other at first. A Hollow News gossip rag makes up the feud between Padme and Satine after they're both invited to a charity or award event as guests, but don't interact on the red carpet because they don't know each other. Anakin is like, "This will draw more traffic to your channel. More hits means more people paying attention." Also, he is a drama llama who thrives on this kind of thing. Padme is like, okay. Satine fires back after the first targeted vid. Corday gets involved. She runs a hair vlog and does something for Padme that looks remarkably pointedly like something Satine wore recently. But the topic of the vid is how to wear this better. Padme and Anakin go to another rally, run into Satine and Bo. They end up filming a rally-centric vid. They swing by the temple to pick up Obi-Wan, who has been sent to corral Ahsoka. The vid goes live and puts rumors of the feud to rest. Obi-Wan eventually finds out Anakin was running his sock accounts, leaving shit-storing comments on Satine's vids. Obi-Wan also finds out Anakin is Force-sensitive. Obi-Wan is like, "Can I at least teach you some shielding techniques?" They meditate together while Satine and Padme are planning a second collab, this one focusing on non-human versus human makeup tools. Accidental force bond between Obi-Wan and Anakin! Uh-oh. The end.
Epilogue. After talking to Ahsoka, Padme and Satine figure out just how shit the Jedi Order is. Satine has suspected for years, and Padme has been a little suspicious due to Anakin getting rejected by the Jedi Temple when he and his mom first got to Coruscant. And they go after it, using all their social media resources. Obi-Wan is horrified, but he is too busy dealing with his new force bond with Anakin to even try to rein them in.
Yes, good. Padme and Satine have the combined power of several billion viewers to aim at the High Council for reform.
Yup. Plus their combined political contacts.
Which tend to be overlooked by most of their viewers. Like, Susie Q from Mon Cala only knows Satine as the vlogger who gave me good advice about tinted waterproof moisturizer, not heir apparent to the Mandalorian Empire.
Yes!
But yes, Mace Windu will never know what hit him.
Yes! The end. End.
The final end. Lipstick.
Reader's notes.
The title comes from this post. The role of a Naboo royal handmaiden is, by design, much deeper than appearance suggests. At the most basic level, they assist with everyday tasks, including choosing gowns and styling hair. But they're also advisors, confidants, and bodyguards, trained in deception, defense, and strength in service to their queen. In The Phantom Menace and Attack of the Clones, we meet Padme Amidala's retinue, particularly Sabe, Corday, and Dorme. The concept of handmaidens as decoys goes all the way back to George Lucas's rough draft of Star Wars. Princess Leia Organa had two handmaidens, and in order to keep her out of the Empire's hands, the handmaiden who most resembled her took her place. The idea found new life decades later with the Naboo royal handmaidens. Amy Ratcliffe, women of the galaxy. Padme's handmaidens, attendants to the queen, and more than meets the eye. From this post on handmaidensofnaboo.tumblr.com.
Also, I'm thinking of using the cantina music as the music, because I think that would be the kind of royalty-free music that would show up a lot on Space YouTube. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback for both of us. You can find this podfic at archiveofaron.org/opalsong or Rena Jenkins. Thanks for listening!